Joining me now is Garland Favorito. Garland, I know we invited you back tonight because we didn't get to the second story last night, and that is your big case, and now you've had a big press conference. Tell us about it, and we're ready to talk about it.
Sure, Brandon. I think I'll just cut it down to three slides for you tonight. We had a press conference just yesterday, and we announced an amendment to our lawsuit to protect voter data in the state of Georgia. We had originally filed a lawsuit against the Secretary of State for outsourcing voter data to a Salesforce cloud, which we contend is in violation of three Georgia laws. One was election privacy laws, which don't allow for that. Two was the scope of authority that the General Assembly gave him. That doesn't allow for him to outsource voter registration data, has to be remain in-house. And then third, he executed a very tricky $3.5 million contract through a blanket purchase order that doesn't even have Salesforce or MTX, no direct contract with them. It was a $3.5 million contract, and he was required to get a bid over $100,000. So it was but instead he had a $3.5 million no bid contract. For these reasons, we are sued the Secretary of State. But on yesterday, we amended the lawsuit and for really a couple of different things. And the first one is on, I think you'll find intriguing, is on slide 9 that Logan is going to show you. And we announced that we are subpoenaing the servers in the Connex servers that are currently in Los Angeles. Let's back up one slide, Logan. I'm off. So, and I'm not sure, the graphic is not coming through there for some reason.
Okay, but we got it. It says subpoena issued for Michigan-based Connex server data is currently seized by L.A. County DA's office for violations involving L.A. County contract.
Yeah, that's right. And there is a little graphic there that goes with that. But we have determined that the servers that were seized not only have data in other states, but they also have our poll worker data. And we believe other election officials who are not even poll workers. And, of course, that was housed and maintained by Chinese programmers, and it was housed on an internet backbone that is owned by the Communist Chinese government. So that is a violation of federal law, and we have subpoenaed that those servers to try to get that information.
Wow. All right, what's the next slide? So there we are. Now we're on slide 9.
Yeah, so let's flip over. Let me see if we can get to, that's the contract. DeKalb County has a contract with DeKalb County, with Connex as well. That's one of the reasons why they got the data. And there's that you see on this contract is Eugene Yu. He is the CEO of Connex. And he was arrested out in California for contract violations out there. We got a little bit, I think on the next slide, we might see that. And that's his arrest warrant and complaint. For some reason, some of the graphics are not showing up. But so we are going to continue pursuing the whole Connex issue. True the vote. We are grateful to them for basically helping preserve the security and privacy of the American people by exposing this back a few months ago and enduring a lot of hardship for the. Yeah, there we go. That's it. So that's the arrest warrant from California against Eugene Yu. So, and maybe if we could back up just for a second there, we'll show you our subpoena. I think if we could back up two slides, we'll show you that subpoena. There you go. There's the contract with that DeKalb has with Connex. And then we back up one more. Yeah, there you go. That's a subpoena we have issued in the state of California to get access to those servers that are currently being under the jurisdiction and control of LA County investigators.
Wow. Any other slides you want to show us there?
Yeah, so that was one big announcement. And then the next one would be Logan on slide 23, I believe, if I'm counting correctly. And that was another announcement we had made to amend our lawsuit. As I said before, we had the issue with Salesforce. But as we got into it, we found out that the Secretary of State has also outsourced this voter registration data to Eric, another third party, who, and not only did he outsource voter data, he appears to have outsourced non-voter data, data from the Division of Motor Vehicles. And that's pretty scary that he would have passed that data through to Eric. But we have evidence that that's in fact what he did do. And that would be multiple violations of both the National Voting Rights Act and Help America Vote Act, as well as the other state laws that I have already quoted to you. So there's about five, at least five different violations of federal and state law in outsourcing this data to Eric. And he signed a contract with them back as soon as he came into office, and in May of I believe that would have been 2019. So Eric, of course, is was funded by George Soros. It's created by David Becker, an incredibly partisan guy who was allegedly let go by the DOJ when he was a lawyer there. And once we have more time, I'll walk through all those details with you, maybe in another show when you have a little bit more deep and go a little bit deeper in this. But that we also found out, so we have filed to stop Eric in Georgia. Alabama and Louisiana have already left Eric. Louisiana, you had the Secretary of State on. I think I was on about the same show that time. Few months ago. He's doing a great job down there to try to protect the citizens of Louisiana. But we also found out that Eric shares this data with SEER. So they share Georgia voter data with SEER, and we determined that the Secretary of State's office had knowledge of this sharing. We believe, again, this is violations of both federal and state law. And SEER was funded by with Zuckerbucks. $70 million worth of Zuckerbucks, and there are basically they do disinformation campaigns where they're trying to they want to basically go after folks that say that there was fraud, errors, or irregularities in the 2020 election. That's one of their things, among some others. So all of that is really, really bad for Georgia. It's unbelievable that a Secretary of State would have done that, but he did. And we're trying to stop it as best we can with the resources that we have. So those were two of the announcements we have made. The information is up on voterga.org, the events tab. We have the press conference up there. We have the press releases on the press release tab. And I'll tell you, of course, they go into a lot more detail about what Eric is really all about and what SEER is about, and even the whole story with True the Vote and Conniff. We included all of that in the press conference. We're really grateful to both True the Vote, and then I think you saw on that last slide, Verity Votes report on Eric. They've done some amazing work. I think Heather Honey's been on your show a couple of times. She's a fantastic investigator, and her information was spot on. We used a lot of that as well. Yeah, that's her report, veritivote.org, I believe it is. Might be .com, but I think it's .org. You can get that report, and you can read up all about Eric and Sear. It's just a fascinating read, as well as True the Vote's mandamus. They have a mandamus, which I think is on slide 15, Logan. That's another great read that will tell you all about their what they found and how they were really attacked by a judge down at Judge Kenneth Hoyt. We've talked about him on the show before. That's their mandamus. That's a great read from True the Vote. And Judge Hoyt did some bizarre things. It looks like we have just a couple more minutes. So if we go to a couple, if we back up about two slides, we can see Judge Hoyt of Houston, Texas. And maybe one slide back, we can really talk about what Judge Hoyt did. It was unbelievable that what he did. We talked about it once on your show. Yeah, here we go. So he was the the judge that was assigned to this case. Connick sued Truth Vote for defamation. That's their right. They certainly have the right to do that. But the judge had some really bizarre actions in this case. And if we go to the next slide, Logan, we can basically recap that real quickly. So the I'm sorry. I think we need to go. We need to go back. Yeah, there we go. That's it. He took some unprecedented civil actions. The he had ex parte communications with the Connick attorney on the very same day they filed their complaint. Now, first of all, that's unheard of, almost. But it is actually a violation of court procedures for them to have ex parte communications. What ex parte communications means is he's talking with the attorney for Connick, but he's not including the attorney for the defense in the conversations. That is, judges just simply do not do that. He then issued a temporary restraining order against the True the Vote folks, Catherine and Greg, but he never heard any evidence. And when there's a material difference in facts, you're required to hear evidence before issuing a temporary restraining order. That's another violation of basic court procedures. But it gets worse. He added an FBI informant in open court. The informant had exposed the communist Chinese access to American voter data. And he said in open court, he says, "I'm not concerned about the man's safety or security." And then turns around and attempts to force Greg Phillips and Catherine Engelbrecht to reveal the identity of another FBI informant who had the same information. They refused and took the unprecedented step of trying to jail them in a civil trial. It's unbelievable. Nobody's ever heard of this before in American history. And he certainly has the right to rule against Catherine and Greg. He does not have the right to take any of these actions that he took.
And has anything been done to this judge?
Not yet. I think that the issue is that the remedy for this is impeachment.
Absolutely.
And that has to be done by the United States Congress, because these actions show that the Judge Hoyt is basically an agent of the communist Chinese government.
I would agree.
All these actions basically just support the communist Chinese government and protect them from being exposed for what they really are.
Wow.
So then we got one last slide. We go to slide 27, Logan. I think it's 27. And this is a slide that Mike Lindell will love. Mike, we'll have to come back and go to that. So we raised the question at the end of this presentation, did Brad Raffensperger sell Georgians out? And we looked at really seven different things he's done. And it he's done this to basically outsource Georgia elections to third parties. You know, we talked about Salesforce. He outsourced the data there. He's trying to. They're scheduled to implement this next week. And Mark Benioff is on the board of the World Economic Forum. He knows all about that. Why is he dealing with that? Actually, Governor Kemp was at the World Economic Forum as well recently. And then we talked about him sending the data to Eric, which was Soros funded. and then allowing it to be sent to Sear, which was Zuckerberg funded. But he also accepted $45 million for Georgia of CTCL money in the 2020 election. And and you probably remember, Brannon, that CTCL's policy director, David Plouffe, wrote the book, A Citizen's Guide to Beating Donald Trump. Now, he knew this, but he outsourced, he took money from CTCL anyway. Then for the audit, he employed Voting Works, Ben Adida, and Ben Adida has gotten horrible social media posts against Donald Trump all the way back in 2018 before Brad Raffensperger ever employed him. He had tweets, which we've got, says F Donald Trump and his enablers. That didn't faze Brad Raffensperger. He used Runbeck to print the election ballots, even though the owner, Kevin Runbeck, has made 8 donations to Biden for president and 50 donations to Act Blue, hardly a nonpartisan guy. And then finally, as you know, we talked about many times that Raffensperger bought the illegal voting system. It was found to be illegal by the United States District Court. And the Eric Coomer, the systems and security vice president, who has the patent on the adjudication process for Dominion, had told folks that, don't worry, Trump is not going to win. I made effing sure of that. And that's according to Joe Altman's affidavit that he has sworn under perjury that he heard Eric Coomer say that. So in spite of all this, Brad Raffensperger has sold out the voters of Georgia. It really doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican here, but he has sold out Georgia to partisan interests. And that was, that's the nutshell of what we presented in yesterday. And that is all up on voterj.org events tab. You can skip the press conference and watch it. So it took us a little while to get it up, but it's all up now.
Excellent. Excellent report by Garland Favorito of voterga.org.
Brannon, thank you for having me. Again, we're a nonpartisan nonprofit, and I am a volunteer. And we thank all the audience for keeping us alive with their donations.
Absolutely. VoterGA.org. Thank you for that update tonight, Garland. Garland Favorito checking in on Brannon House, in for Mike Lindell, who's out tonight. As you know, he was in California last night on Jimmy Kimmel, as we've been showing you, and is making some stops along the way from California back to his home base. Using the opportunity for some very important meetings as he again seeks to get rid of these machines and go to paper so we can have free, fair, and secure and audible elections. Not too much to ask now, is it, folks? All right, if you appreciate this broadcast, please use the promo code L77 at MyPillow.com. Get that MyPillow 2.0, brand new technology. Use the promo code L77 to support Mike's work. Tonight, I'll have with me Dr. Naomi Wolf. Dr. Naomi Wolf will be back with me after a stunning interview 2 days ago. You do not want to miss what she and I are going to talk about tonight on Brannon House Live at 7:30 Central. Now, the Worldview Report. Thanks for watching.
You're watching Lindell TV.